But it may or may not have been. I'll bet it was a terrific listen.
It was a terrific, well, you know.
But there's got to be a but here. You can't have anarchy on
there was
a
no
BBC
anarchy on
radio.
There was no. If I'd have said, this effing ref, we've got to do, that's anarchy, and it's also dull and it's brutish and boorish. It wasn't. It was a 5 minute section between what I thought was not beyond football. I thought this is a law and order thing.
Why if they were satisfied with the way it was going? I mean, you were an enormous.
They weren't satisfied with the way it was going. They were not satisfied with the way it was going.
And your.
I'd have been called in before that three very pleasantly. I mean, there's no sit down break, none of that, because I wouldn't tolerate it, and neither would they. I'm sure. I've been called in three times, saying, you know. And I was aware, it was at the time when Sky was buying up football to be, we were losing things all over the place. They didn't want me asking people to ring in. If you've heard a shocking, terrible rumour about a footballer, ring us up. And we will pick the legal bones out of it, call him Mr. X, and we will say what they've done. Now, I'm not going to turn that radio off, that's fantastic. You know, and then we would. It was just very pixie-ish. But the Beeb all of a sudden thought, listen, we're going to lunch with them. They're not going to let Five Live have exclusive. They're not going to let us into Ellen Road again. I'm not paranoid, but as it came about a few weeks later, we better get rid of him. It could have been anything. By that time, I was on borrowed time.
So, in other words, what you're saying is the BBC regarded you as a troublemaker.
Yes,
potentially damaging their own interests
with
the football establishment.
When I was fired, they wanted me to come back and do the Saturday show. They didn't get rid of me. They said, would you come? Because the Saturday show was silly, and I did it with Danny Kelly, and it was the better show, in fact. It was very funny, and they wanted to put that on. They asked me to come back. They said, would you carry... I mean, can you imagine? They just fired. They said, but we'd like you to do the Saturday show. Would you? You know, and that was that. I said, no, I think we know we're both... It was very civilised. I think we know we're both going with this, don't we? Well, I said, I cannot be the cockney on a string saying, well, what about referees? No names, please. You know, no, these are people paying harder money, taking days off work, and these, you know, and because there's so much hand in glove in this national game, you can't be fair about it, and you shouldn't ask to be. But what you can do is get a great radio show out of it. It wasn't irresponsible. Nothing, I don't believe on that, was irresponsible ever.
Well, it wasn't only the BBC who thought you were irresponsible. The media generally thought you were irresponsible.
Yeah.
The newspapers thought you were irresponsible.
Yeah, but even so, but when you meet the hacks one by one, they miss it a lot. I do think it was... It is not, and it hasn't been replaced in, but it wasn't. I would think in football, we can talk about Petsman Prize and argue about that if you like, but in football phoning / broadcasting, I'm the best. I am the best at it. And that's it. It's like saying, what's the fastest playing Concord? Who's the best football phone? I am. And I don't care how much that jars, I am. And I've never been replaced over there. And, you know, and that's the truth.
Tell me this, if you're the best, why aren't you doing it now?
Because nobody will employ me. Nobody will have it. I was at Talk.
But, I mean, nobody includes Talk Radio.
Yeah, and Talk Radio, but, Kelvin McKenzie took over Talk Radio, and the first thing Kelvin does is his phrase is, to the bone, to the bone. I was getting £1,200 a show. Kelvin McKenzie takes over, looks at the balance sheet, and I don't think that takes a genius to... And again, it's not saying, oh, why did he do that? That makes sense to me. In other areas, I can be insecure. Not in the football broadcasting. I know exactly what I'm doing there, and the audience follows us, you know, and it just is.
All right, let's look at some of the other areas, some of the television programmes that you did.
Well, here we go.
Which you're clearly not going to defend.
There's nothing to defend. They're television shows. You know, they're one out of, what, 300 TV shows work? I can give you two or three that work. You can give me four or five that didn't. All you can do when you go into any series is say it's got half a chance.
I mean,
if I had some kind of work ethic that made me turn up and want shows to succeed and put time into them, I think that, you know. But the thing is, I'm a great, hopefully, as an IOTA, I'm a pretty good guest. I can always, you know, give stuff. But in telly speak, that'll always give him his own chat show. This happens stacks of times. I mean, the talk show is a cushion over the face for many a career.